This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Dozens of angry Shiite militia supporters have broken into the U.S. Embassy compound in Baghdad after smashing a door and storming inside, prompting tear gas and sounds of gunfire. Security forces at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad fired tear gas Tuesday in response to protesters. The United States is defending the use of airstrikes on Monday to target an Iranian-backed militia in Iraq and Syria, warning it could strike again, despite criticism from top Iraqi officials and renewed threats from the militia itself. VOA's Carla Babb has more.
A swift and powerful response by the U.S. military to an attack on a Kirkuk base that killed one American contractor and wounded both U.S. and Iraqi troops.
We will not stand for the Islamic Republic of Iran to take actions that put American men and women in jeopardy.
The strikes killed more than 20 Iranian-backed militia members and wounded dozens, reducing weapon caches to rubble. But the strikes may have damaged more than the U.S. planned, with Iraqis across the political spectrum calling for a review of Baghdad's relationship with Washington.
Reporting at the Pentagon, I'm Carla Babb, VOA News.
On Monday, Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi condemned the strikes, warning in a statement that the U.S. actions were unacceptable and will have dangerous consequences. White House Trade Advisor Peter Navarro says the U.S. and China will likely sign phase one of a new trade deal early in the new year. The Taliban says it does not intend to stop fighting in Afghanistan, rejecting as false and baseless reports the insurgent group is ready to declare a temporary ceasefire in a bid to seal a peace deal with the United States. The announcement comes on a day when Taliban insurgents killed at least 14 Afghan security officials. This is VOA News. Former Nissan boss Carlos Ghosn, who was under strict bail conditions not to leave Japan, has fled for Lebanon. Libby Hogan reports.
Ghosn confirmed the news on Tuesday, saying in a statement he refused to be held hostage by a rigged Japanese justice system. He also denied fleeing justice. Ghosn was awaiting trial in Tokyo on charges of financial misconduct, and it's unclear how he left the country. Japan does not have an extradition treaty with Lebanon, making it unlikely he could be forced to return to face trial. Nissan says internal investigations found a trail of misconduct.
That's Libby Hogan reporting. A Texas firearms instructor who shot and killed a gunman inside of a Fort Worth area church on Sunday is being hailed as a hero for protecting the congregation. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Security trainer Jack Wilson says he saw the gunman inside the West Freeway Church of Christ and felt something was wrong.
He had on a fake beard and a fake wig.
He tells KDFW-TV he saw a parishioner with a collection plate targeted and fatally shot, and an armed volunteer also fell. The 71-year-old Wilson had to wait for a clear shot because 240 congregants were scrambling for safety.
I don't see myself as a hero. I see myself as doing what needed to be done to take out the evil threat.
President Trump tweeted his appreciation for Texas gun laws that allow concealed weapons in churches. But for the grandson of the slain Deacon Tony Wallace,
he taught me everything, so I'm gonna miss him.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
There's an increasing number of calls for federal action to help curb religious attacks. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the people in this country have to address a frightening trend.
The current state of hate in America has become a national crisis.
Schumer wants to quadruple federal security grant funding for houses of worship after two weekend attacks. In one, a man used a machete to wound five people, one critically, as they celebrated Hanukkah at their rabbi's home north of New York City. The other involved a fatal shooting in a Texas church yesterday. The alleged New York attacker, Grafton Thomas, is charged with federal hate crimes. His lawyer, Michael Sussman, says he has serious mental health problems.
The four political leaders use this as a means of demagoguing about a particular issue. We need to know the facts.
I'm Tim McGuire.
White House says Russian President Vladimir Putin called President Trump to thank him for information the U.S. provided that helped foil a potential holiday terrorist attack in Russia. Two Russians who wanted to carry out a terror attack in St. Petersburg were detained on a U.S. tip. Joe Palca, VOA News.